Sportsnet 650.
Let's bring in Sam Cosentino, junior hockey analyst for Sportsnet. Sammy Cos, happy holidays, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Happy holidays to everybody over there, too. Nice to be on. Nice to be talking hockey.
Yeah, the reality with this World Junior so far has been, you know what, before we get into the attendance, first off, Jonah Gadjevich, Canucks prospect, had a big game last night. Let's for a lot of fans who've been struggling with their hockey team here in Vancouver, let's find a glimmer of hope here. And Jonah Gadjevich had a 2-goal performance for Canada last night. Sammy, you get a chance to see this guy play a lot. What do you like about his game?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You know what? Like, going into the summer, he got invited to the summer camp. I thought it was a huge step. But I even want to just take you back to the summer of 2016. And, you know, you'd need a search warrant to find this guy, to be perfectly honest with you. And he goes into last year, and under Ryan McGill, who's now an assistant coach with the Vegas Golden Knights, he learns so many things on the ice about routes, about going to the net, about really improving on the strengths of his game. It's funny because I talked to him about this last night in the post game, and I said, I got to tell you, people in Vancouver are pretty fired up, and they'll be really fired up after this performance tonight. And he had a big old grin on his face. And he said last year was just so good for him that the 46-goal performance kept him on the map and earned him an invite to the summer. And I thought, yeah, okay, so he's a bit of an outsider to make this team. And then he goes and gets invited to the selection camp. And I said, wow, that's a huge step and a great accomplishment. If it doesn't go any further, really good for him. And then he goes and makes the team. And what's been really impressive about him so far is the fact that, in Owen Sound, he's a go-to offensive guy. I think that's quite obvious. But he comes into this event, and he's asked to change his role a little bit, be a guy who can be in the forecheck, take the body, and then every now and then escape from that kind of puck possession thing, get to the front of the net, and try scoring goals. So he's played that role to perfection here. And I think the thing that's most impressive about it is when, if you go back and you track all the shifts, he's not playing with the same people all the time. He's playing with Tyler Steenberg, and he's playing with Alex Vermette. He's playing with a host of different guys. And to be able to adjust in-game to different players that are coming from different leagues, yes, and I know they've been together for a couple of weeks already, but it's really, really impressive. And then still do the thing in which you made your name for, scoring goals. Really, really impressive performance for Gadjevich so far.
I think that's what's making him a lot of fans step up and take notice of the fact that he's so adaptable to all different situations, which is something we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, it's pretty neat for me to watch because the evolution is and the developmental curve has been so steep for him. But there's a couple of things you need to know about him. I mean, last year, whenever the Owen Sound Attack went on the road in the Ontario Hockey League, McGill would go to Jonah and say, hey, what should we feed these guys? I mean, this guy's a pro off the ice. He takes care of his body. He's very in tune with nutrition. He works out religiously. And so they literally consult with him on the best healthy choices for kids his age while the team traveled. And I thought, well, that's pretty neat. You're relying on a 17/18-year-old kid to make these decisions for an entire team. But that versatility is something that's going to serve him well, because I don't know if he's going to go into the National Hockey League and be a 20 or a 30 goal scorer there. But I do know he'll have an opportunity to play because of his work ethic, because of how he treats himself in terms of his body and his off ice rituals, so on and so forth. The one thing in his game that he needs to work on, and there'll be no issues with him efforting to work on that, is the skating. And it hasn't been an issue at this point, because as one scout told me last night, he makes up for it in his ability to anticipate the play and how smart he is. So that's part of it. But still, the NHL is so fast that that's one area of his game that he'll need to work on here in the next couple of years before he becomes a mainstay in the NHL.
Sam Cosentino, Sportsnet junior hockey analyst, with us here on Sportsnet 650. Where have all the fans gone here in Buffalo? 7 years ago when the tournament was here in Buffalo, Sammy, Canada had crowds of 18,000 a game. Now they're looking at about 8,000 or 9,000 a game. They're basically half the crowds. Where's everybody gone? What's happened in your mind?
Yeah, great question. And so there's a bunch of things that have come together in the imperfect storm, if you will, here in Buffalo. And I look at Buffalo, and James, you've lived out this way a little while, so you kind of get it. But Buffalo is a bit of an extension of the greater Toronto area. It's about an hour and a half from downtown Toronto, maybe an hour 45. So it gives you the option to kind of drive in and drive out if you want to do that. But it's also just far enough away that if you want to come and stay, you can do that. Niagara Falls is in between. It's a little bit closer to here, so you have the option to stay there if you like that sort of thing. But getting back to that, 2015, the World Juniors were in Toronto. 2017, the World Juniors in Toronto. World Cup of Hockey also in Toronto in the midst of all that. So you're asking this fan base in another country to really be your stalwarts here. And I think the area it's been taxed with big events, big, really pricey, expensive events. You go back to 2011, it was a bit of a novelty at that time because it hadn't been to Buffalo, and you know the Canadian dollar was doing a little bit better than what it is now, and so you had the opportunity for people to come and buy ticket packages. I think maybe 10,000 of them were sold. This time around, less than half of that were sold. So that becomes an issue. The next thing you look at is the Buffalo Sabres. And hockey, quite frankly, isn't front of mind for people in Buffalo right now, just based on the Sabres' recent history. The last 4 or 5 years, the coaching changes, the GM changes, the finishing in last place, the losing out on the McDavid draft, and ending up with Eichel, who's still, don't get me wrong, a very good player, but he is not McDavid. So hockey isn't really front of mind for people like it was back in the days of Gilbert Perreault and Rick Martin and the French Connection and that sort of thing. The next thing is the Buffalo Bills. In just about every market where there's an NFL team, the NFL team is the kingpin. So the Bills are still in the mix here for a playoff spot. People are really, really excited about that. Their minds are on that and maybe thinking about purchasing tickets not only to the remaining games, but also, purchasing playoff tickets, which in the NFL, as you know, are pretty expensive. And then we get to the American dollar. That's another issue here. You know, it's not doing great. So Canadians who are going to come and pay, ticket prices, do you really want to pay for Switzerland, Belarus, when all you really want to see is the Canadian game? You know, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of factors that have kind of worked against the favor of the host committee here, and unfortunately, when you're watching on TV, it just doesn't look like it's been well attended, and for the most part, that's been true here.
Sammy, appreciate the perspective on this. Always appreciate you checking in. Let's do it again real soon once this tournament's wrapped up and we get your report cards on all those Canuck prospects that are playing in this tournament. Happy New Year, buddy.
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, Sammy. That's Sam Cosentino, Sportsnet junior hockey analyst, joining us here on The Starting Lineup.
Sportsnet 650.